USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fears regarding a new COVID variant triggered a Black Friday sell-off on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 905 points to close at 34,899. The S&P and NASDAQ also losing as well. The Biden administration announcing plans on Friday to ban travel to the United States from South Africa and seven countries just hours after that new coronavirus variant was deemed a highly transmissible virus of concern. Regarding the move, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel likes it.
We've gotten that wrong ever since the beginning of the pandemic when Donald Trump, you know, called for the restrictions on China. I say yes to that. Why would we travel to and from South Africa right now while we are trying to figure this out?
Siegel speaking on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Americans are already getting a jump on their Christmas shopping. While gobbling their Thanksgiving meal on Thursday, Adobe Analytics says customers spent $5.1 billion while shopping online. As for the entire holiday season, Adobe is looking for Americans to spend $207 billion while doing their online shopping. Secret Service agent Matt Chevro says it's important to keep your guard up if you are shopping online for online criminals.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
Congress is facing another funding deadline when they return to work next week. The government faces another partial government shutdown on the 3rd of December. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, with the United States set to restrict travel from South Africa and seven other countries starting Monday, just how effective are travel bans? Dr. William Schaffner is with the Vanderbilt University Medical Center's Division of Infectious Diseases. He tells CNN travel bans can help.
Travel bans are modestly effective. They can obviously influence travel directly from that country to the United States. Obviously, U.S. citizens will be permitted to come back. They could bring the virus. And people can go from the country of interest, South Africa, for example, and go to other countries that are not on the travel ban and enter, if you will, by the side door. So travel bans are somewhat effective. But let's not expect the miracle.
Many Republicans are demanding action from President Biden in response to military and political conflicts abroad. Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez appears on Neil Cavuto and says other countries aren't afraid of the United States.
That's why China is threatening Taiwan. That's why Russia is threatening Ukraine and other parts of Eastern Europe, because the world doesn't respect us. They don't fear us because this president has never shown a spine to stand up to anybody.
President Biden set to hold a virtual summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.